things that make you go, You know, it's been quite some time since I have had to go to court as a possible to be considered for jury duty. And I want to use an example of what happens in court with what happens in life, so we can see a parallel here that most of the black community are missing. And that is this: when you go to court and you're asked to sit on a jury, or if you happen to be a judge, one of the main things that the court is supposed to be about is justice. What is right for all parties concerned? But essentially, when it comes down to somebody being a victim of something, then the what's right for the victim may not necessarily be what the perpetrator of the crime happens to be. It may not be good for them, but that is justice. How do the courts go about achieving the goal of justice? Well, what they do is they bring both sides into the court, and they allow both sides, the prosecution and the defense, to present their side of whatever the issue is. And for the jury and for the judge, and naturally for the prosecutors and the defendant and so forth, the main way justice is achieved is if you listen to both sides of the issue, every bit of evidence, every whatever the case may be. You have to listen to both sides, and through a question and answer type of situation where people are called to testify, and they swear an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, they present the full viewpoint from their, you know, from their viewpoint, the full case of why something should go the way that it's going in court, why the court should essentially rule and the jury rule in their favor. But in these situations, it is critical, absolutely critical, to listen to both sides of the issue that's presented so that a just and right decision can be rendered by the jury or by the judge. Now, if you can see that, then you can see why I say that the black community essentially is in the condition that it is in because of a lot of factors, but one of the main factors is we choose, or most of you choose rather, to listen to only listen to one side of the case, and that usually is the side of the Democratic Party and those individuals that are designated as leaders in the black community: preachers, politicians, community workers, and whatever. Whenever there is a case to be made for legislation or something that is being passed, that is being considered for being implemented in government, state, local, or the federal government, if a Republican authors a bill or some legislation, or the Republican Party offers a bill or some legislation, if black folks have a problem with that piece of legislation, whereas they don't understand exactly what the legislation is designed to do and what it will do, rather than going to the ones that authored the legislation, they turn to their leaders who happen to be Democrats and ask the Democrats what are the Republicans trying to do with this piece of legislation. Well, common sense will tell you in a court, you don't ask the defendant who might be on trial for murder, why or what for what reason did they murder the person that they murdered or something along that line. You don't ask them to explain to you why they did what they did. Well, I mean, that would be a good explanation to actually get them to explain why they did what they did. But the point is this: if somebody says something or they're doing something, and I want to know why they're saying or doing what they're doing, I'm going to go to the source. I'm not going to go to somebody that has a vested interest in me believing that this other person, this Republican, is doing something that is going to benefit me. I'm not going to give them that interpretation. I am going to slant it to make it appear that this legislation is designed to destroy them. And this is why the black community finds itself in the position it's in today, because we rely on people that have a vested interest to keep us in a position of being under their feet or looking up to them for our direction, rather than us going to the source and asking them and having them explain to us why they propose this particular type of legislation. And then the shoe can go on the other foot as well. Whereas when the Democratic Party proposes something and the Republicans go against it or oppose it, then going to the Democrats to ask them why are the Republicans opposing this, the Democrats are going to tell you what they want you to hear, not what may be the truth. I consider myself, even though I graduated from high school in 64, and I've had some other 1964, and I've had some other postgraduate education in technical schools and so forth. I consider myself to be fairly intelligent to the standpoint enough, fairly intelligent enough to the standpoint that if I have a question about something, why a person is either pro something or against something, I have a pretty good sense of intelligence to listen to both sides, hear it straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, before I make a decision on an issue, make an intelligent decision on an issue. But anytime you have a mindset to only listen to one side of an issue, and usually it's the side that's telling you what you want to hear. And mind you now, everything that is good for you is not going to be something that you would like hearing. But at least you should listen to both sides of an issue, irrespective of how others might think that you should do it, because in the end, you're going to have to live and die by that decision. And I would rather die by making an intelligent choice that happened to be wrong than to make an ignorant choice because I chose to only listen to one side of an issue.